Human rights lawyers in Indonesia have accused the state of criminalising the mentally ill by prosecuting a schizophrenic woman who ran amok inside a mosque. The Christian woman's been in custody since June. Public interest groups say her case shows how police increasingly bow to religious pressure and that her case is far from isolated, as Indonesia correspondent Anne Barker reports.
Suzetta Margareta, a Catholic mother of four, faces 5 years in prison if she's found guilty of blasphemy. She's been charged under Article 156A of Indonesia's Criminal Code for insulting Islam. She took her dog into a mosque at Bogor, wearing her shoes and loudly declaring inside that her husband was about to marry another woman there. The altercation when Muslim leaders inside the mosque confronted her was caught on camera. But Suzetta Margareta is a diagnosed schizophrenic. Her family, psychiatrists and a police doctor have vouched for her condition going back years. And Section 44(1) of the Criminal Code says someone with mental health issues can't be held responsible or punished for their behaviour. But police have refused to release her after prosecutors bowed to religious leaders, and her continuing trial is just the latest example of how religious pressure and majority opinion is increasingly allowed to override Indonesia's rule of law. I don't know why police didn't drop the case, says the woman's lawyer, Alfonsius Artukota. It's understandable in any religion when someone offends their rituals or religious sites, they'd be angry. But let the judges decide if this woman is guilty or not. Suzetta Margareta's case is not unique. Another woman was jailed for 5 months this year after making outlandish claims on Facebook, including that the Prophet Muhammad had originally come from Indonesia. Her sentence came despite a similar psychiatric assessment that she was psychotic. One public interest lawyer, Barita Lumban Batu, says there's no question if police followed correct procedures, Suzetta Margareta should be freed of all charges.
Article 156A on blasphemy conflicts with Indonesia's constitutional commitment to human rights.
Human rights groups in Indonesia say there's been an explosion in the number of blasphemy cases brought to trial in recent years in a country that professes to respect all religions equally. But previous efforts to revoke the blasphemy law have all failed, and Barita Lumban Batu says a new approach is needed to protect the rights of religious minorities and vulnerable groups like the mentally ill. This is Anne Barker in Jakarta for AM.